I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
The UAW elected me. I have to say, for more than 30 years, my dad, when we moved to Delaware, managed automobile dealerships in Delaware, including the Ford dealership. And man, did I like that 57 Ford Fairlane. Oh, boy. It ain't got nothing on the F-150. But all kidding aside, that's what got me through school. You know, I just got a tour of the groundbreaking electric vehicle center here, along with UAW workers. And they showed me the technology they're using to build this first-ever fully electric F-150. I was able to sit in it, quite frankly, and I'd sure like to drive it. I wonder whether or not I can lose the Secret Service and go out to the track. But you all think I'm kidding, don't you? The press knows I'm not. Look, the future of the auto industry is electric. There's no turning back. And the real question is whether we'll lead or we'll fall behind in the race to the future, or whether we'll build these vehicles and the batteries that go in them here in the United States to rely on other countries, or whether the jobs to build these vehicles and batteries are good-paying union jobs with benefits, jobs that will sustain and grow the middle class. Right now, China is leading in this race. Make no bones about it. It's a fact. You know, we used to invest more in research and development than any country in the world. And China was number nine. We now are number eight, and China's number one. Can't let that be sustained. The future is going to be determined by the best minds in the world, by those who break through new barriers. You know, it has China, the largest, fastest-growing electrical vehicle market in the world. And a key part of an electric vehicle is the battery. Right now, 80% of the manufacturing capacity of those batteries is done in China. It allows them to corner the market on the supplies of raw materials for those batteries. Importing almost all the lithium, 90%, that comes from countries from like Australia, which lead the world in mining these kinds of critical materials. And here's the deal. It's not that China's battery technology is that much more innovative than anyone else's. Remember, our national labs in the United States, our universities, our automakers led in the development of this technology. But today, China has a bigger manufacturing scale than all other countries. And they're using that scale to make these batteries not just in China, but they're making them in Germany and in Mexico. And they're now exporting those electric vehicles around the world with sights on the American market. And they think they're going to win. But I got news for them. They will not win this race. We can't let them. We have to move fast. And that's what you're doing here. When President Obama and I, when Barack and I were in office, that was what we're going to do. Remember 2009? The auto industry was flat on its back. And remember, I got criticized by the press because I was the auto guy pushing. Well, guess what? We were told that we'd never be able to sell American-made cars at the same rate as before. But we didn't listen. We bet on you, the American auto worker. We extended a lifeline and we stepped up, saved more than a million jobs. Working in the auto industry, we set fuel efficiency standards, provided incentives for folks to buy fuel-efficient vehicles. And through the Recovery Act, we made the largest investment in clean energy and battery technology ever. And the big three emerged from the crisis in a position to sell millions of vehicles made right here in the USA. But then the previous administration came into office. They rolled back the standards we set, rollbacks that the Ford Motor Company opposed. Despite bipartisan support for consumer incentives, they let the federal tax credit expire, penalizing auto workers were selling the most electric vehicles at the time. They announced Infrastructure Week, and they announced it and announced it and announced it and announced it every week for 4 years and didn't do a damn thing. They didn't get the job done. Folks, the rest of the world is moving fast. They're moving ahead. They're not waiting for the United States of America. Government, labor, industry working together have to step up. And we have a playbook that'll work. We're going to set a new pace for electric vehicles. That means reversing the previous administration's short-sighted rollback of vehicle emissions and efficiency standards, setting strong, clear targets where we need to go. It means passing the American Jobs Plan to transform our infrastructure. Our infrastructure is ranked like 38 in the world. It's the United States of America, for God's sake. We're going to put Americans to work modernizing our roads, our highways, our ports, our airports, rails, and transit systems. That includes putting IBEW members and the union workers to work installing 50,000 charging stations along our roads and highways, our homes and our apartments. The IBEW is ready to do it, and they can. America is back. And the competition for the 21st century, the future will be built right here in America. We're moving. We're working again. We're dreaming again. We're discovering again. We're leading the world again. It's never been a good bet to bet against America. Never, never, never. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.